Arizona Science is supported by Research Corporation for Science Advancement.
For AZPM, I'm Tim Swindle, Professor Emeritus of Planetary Science at the University of Arizona, and this is Arizona Science. Joining me today is Carson Foles, the director of the university's Catalina Sky Survey, a project that has found more asteroids than any other survey in most of the last 20 years and now has added a citizen science component. Welcome, Carson.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Carson, why do we care about finding asteroids?
Well, other than just being really interesting, asteroids sometimes come fairly close to the Earth. The dinosaurs found out about that. And if you've traveled up to northern Arizona, you've probably seen a meteor crater, Barringer crater up there. That's why the Catalina Sky Survey is looking for asteroids. We mostly care about the ones that come close to the Earth. And our goal is to try to find them before they find us.
What has been the key to the long-running success of Catalina Sky Survey?
Probably that the Catalina Sky Survey has been, from its inception, solely focused on finding near-Earth asteroids. That's really all we care about. And since we got started back in 1998, we have steadily, over the years, made innovations, worked on new cameras, worked on improving our telescopes, and just worked hard to get better year over year.
How do you find an asteroid?
We take series of four images of the exact same spot in the sky. And once we have those images, we kind of blink them, or you can think of that as animating them like a cartoon. And the stars that are all in the background stay in the same spot, but the asteroids move slightly from frame to frame. And we use a lot of computing power and algorithms that we've been working on for many, many years to try to pick out that slight movement of objects in our images. And those objects that move are the asteroids.
But there's still a human component in it, right?
That's right. CSS is kind of unique in that we try to do all that image processing and blinking within about 10 minutes of acquiring the last image. And from that, we present the results of our analysis to an observer who's on site at the telescope awake that night, and they go through the candidate detections and try to pick out which ones are image artifacts or false detections and which ones are actual real asteroids. And if they find a real one, they report it immediately, and another member of our team will schedule a different telescope to go observe it later that night to confirm its existence and to increase the knowledge of its arc. Basically, we want more images night after night to know where that asteroid is going.
You've added a citizen science component to this project now. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Sure. Our observers are at the telescope reviewing these images, but we produce so many candidate detections of asteroids that we can only look through the top ranking 20 or so. The potential objects that rank below that in our algorithm are not reviewed. We just simply don't have time. So we have taken those candidate detections along with our images and uploaded those to a platform called the Zooniverse, which is built around developing citizen science projects. And what I wanted to do was give volunteers the chance to basically, if they worked for the Catalina Sky Survey as an observer, they would be doing the same thing. They look at the image, they watch it blink, watch its animation, and determine, is this a real asteroid or is it not? And so far, that project has produced around 1,500 reported asteroids, and they have discovered two brand new near-Earth asteroids since its inception in May of this year.
With the new telescopes coming online, there's the big Vera Rubin telescope, and there's space telescopes. Will there still be a place for a survey like Catalina?
I think so. There's power in having ground-based and space-based assets working towards a common goal. And what I see is the future of near-Earth observations program is greater coordination between the large surveys, space-based and ground-based. Hopefully we can share our data at a lower level to pick out detections and discoveries that we would not have made individually.
Well, thanks, Carson, and good luck with the survey.
Thank you.
Our guest today has been Carson Falls, director of the Catalina Sky Survey Asteroid Hunting Program. This is Tim Swindle, and you have been listening to Arizona Science. You can also listen to this and other Arizona Science segments by going to the AZPM website at azpm.org.
Thank you to Research Corporation for Science Advancement for their support of Arizona Science.